obviously a little more relaxed than the legal aid test. So those people that do just miss out, it might not be much, but for whatever reason, due to resource constraints, they just can't get a lawyer, might not have their own personal finances sufficient, but we're there to help. We provide advice, I think, to over 200 people a fortnight at the moment. And that's people that just come in, you get your free half hour of advice in whatever area that we practice in. And then from there, people that might need representation in court will take on those cases if we see there's an opportunity to do that.
But do you think that as legal aid is increasingly being cut, that it is up to the legal profession to pick up the slack and help people?
It's very important for lawyers to help out where they can. So this is one way that we're self-sustaining, self-funding. So it's great when we're able to do that and not take away resources from other areas. So a lot of the other firms, they do provide great pro bono services, but they're usually just an add-on or part of the larger services that they provide. So it might not be the focus. For us, it truly is, this is what we are set up to do and what we want to do. And so we've got the resources and the time and the experience to do that, which is great.
You're doing your Masters of Taxation at the University of New South Wales.
Yes.
This just sounds like the most boring thing ever, I've got to say.
It actually is more boring than it sounds. So I'm doing it because it's great to actually have that tax knowledge when you're advising on a deal. A lot of times corporate lawyers will have to send off pieces of the matter to other partners or other areas in the firm or even externally. The more knowledge you've got yourself, you can advise the whole way through and save your clients money in the same time and actually get to do that better, more complicated work. So it's just something I want to have the background knowledge of. Certainly don't want to be a tax lawyer or specialist or anything like that. Don't want to work for the ATO or none of that. But no, it's helpful background knowledge, and I am learning a lot, however boring it is. But
well,
we're getting there.
Look, to get through a whole law degree, there is a lot of boring parts to it. So I imagine taxation is just another layer to that.
It's pretty similar. Lots of boring reading.
So you said you don't want to be a tax lawyer down the track. What sort of lawyer do you envisage yourself as?
So corporate advisory, so helping out on deals, general running a business, basically. So if you've got a business problem, want to get a commercial answer, that's the type of work I want to be involved in.
You are quite a young go-getter. You were recently a candidate for the Lawyers Weekly Young Gun Award. How does it feel to get that recognition so early in your career?
It feels amazing, just getting the opportunity after not long in practice at all, really. I got to help out on some big transactions last year and some major projects, and my boss nominated me for that with the support of a couple of clients, and became a finalist for that. I'm actually a finalist for the 30 Under 30 Awards coming up in a couple of weeks, also presented by Lawyers Weekly.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That one's in the banking and finance category. So, yeah, another amazing opportunity, and I can't believe this has all come about, really.
You've only been at Salvos for 18 months, right?
Yeah.
And been practicing for 3 years.
It'll be 3 years later this year, yeah.
So it's literally no time at all.
Nothing. It's amazing how quickly these things can happen. But when you're in the right place and you're working with the right people.
And you're certainly passionate about your work as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So it all's just falling into place, which is great.
So you mentioned some of these big transactions that you've been working on. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So last year, one of the biggest things I did was a national privacy project for two large not-for-profit institutions right across Australia. So we implemented about 100 plus privacy notices across different departments and divisions. That took about 6 to 8 weeks to do, but it was non-stop every day just speaking with people right across the organisations to get it done in time for the deadline. Late last year, I helped out a lot on the launch of a new banking division for one of our clients. It's a socially minded banking product where you can get a bank product and you'll be allocated a percentage of the bank's profits, which you can then use to allocate to a community project or not-for-profit organisation of your choice. So there's a crowdfunding platform attached to that. Social projects go up. If you like what you see, you can say, yep, I'm going to take those $10 that the bank's allocated me and I'm going to pledge it towards one of these projects. So it was a big innovative product and big launch, especially because our client was mainly in the mainly serviced organisations. This was their first push into the retail banking market. So it was a really great experience. Got to do lots of interesting work, and that was about a 6-month project. And off the back of that, that's where the 30 Under 30 has come in.
Tell me about your first overseas trip.
Right.
I hear there's a bit of a story behind this.
There is. So a couple of months after I started at Salvos Legal, the boss walks in and says, "You're going to Manus Island." So the Salvation Army had a contract with the department to provide services on Nauru and Manus Island to transferees, and Salvos Legal was the contract administrator for that contract, and I got sent over to do an audit and just take a look around, and that was the first time I ever actually got on a plane and went out of Australia. And ended up on Manus Island.
Yeah, it's not quite a holiday in Bali, is it?
No, not at all.
So what can you tell us about what it was like on Manus?
It was a very interesting experience, not quite what you'd expect. The weather was very hot, and we got to stay on the accommodation there that all the staff stay at that provide services. I was there for about 3 nights, I think, in the end. So, yeah, quite interesting. Eye-opening, that's for sure, being the first place I ever actually saw outside Australia.
But I believe your parents were actually migrants.
So my parents were born in Greece. Mum's from Evia, it's an island just off Athens, and Dad's from Tricola, it's up in the mountains. Came out in the 60s and 70s, and haven't actually been back yet. Actually booked to go later this year.
Oh, so that's exciting.
Yeah, very, very much so. Get to go back and see the villages for the first time, which will be good.
Does the fact that your parents were migrants, does it upset you about, you know, what's happening on Manus at the moment?
Yeah, it was very different how my parents got to come to Australia. You got offered an opportunity, came here to start a life. That's all the transferees are trying to do as well, to have access to the same opportunities that we had to, so... there's got to be a better way. I'm not sure what that is, but it is a little upsetting when you think about it.
All things considered, do you think that 12-year-old William would be proud of you?
I hope he's proud of me. He should be. I think I'm on the right track, so not getting ahead of myself, but I think 12-year-old William would say, yep, you're doing all right.